Is it because you've had maybe past moments where you've been so close to achieving the ultimate goal that you haven't achieved it? So now you're just kind of like, let me not get too gassed.
You got big juggernauts in the Premier League, like Liverpool, Man City. It's like, bro.
Don't knock Aston Villa.
I'm locking them. They're not going to win that.
You're mad.
Villa, they've already fallen off, man. They're not really doing it as much as they
were. I would love it if Villa have got in the top four. And I think my friends as well. I think my friends who support Arsenal, I've known for like 20 years, they get my nerves now. With Arsenal, yeah. Because WhatsApp group, Arsenal. I feel like it gets a bit too much as well.
You got more friends that support Arsenal?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got Islington. Yeah, definitely.
Today we are going to be experiencing laughter. I feel like amazing stories.
Yeah.
What else are we going to experience, Chunks? Through this guest.
Unfiltered conversations.
Yes, unfiltered conversations. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the man that's going to be providing all three of those things goes by the name of Specs Gonzalez.
Thank you, boys, man. Honestly, thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, man, honestly.
Oh, so this is your show?
Yeah. Nah, I wish. One day, man.
Where does the Gonzalez come from? Because are you African?
I'm Sudanese, bro.
But my mum's from Sudan, my dad's from Nigeria. In my mind, I'm from Congo. Though, yeah? Yeah, I'm serious. In my head, I'm from Congo, but I look Turkish. So there's no rules.
Yo, look, brother. Okay.
How did you learn Turkish?
Merhaba.
Yeah. Merhaba.
What? Yeah. Merhaba.
Why are you the H now? You just messed up my
It's merhaba. It's
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
Oh, is
yeah,
it? I mean, yeah.
I'm a little bit Turkish.
Yeah, look at this guy. What do you ask?
I don't even know where to start.
You know what? Why are you a troll?
I don't know, man.
Hold on.
I'll be like from school, man.
No, hold on.
What?
See? I actually got a bone to pick with you.
What happened? Oh, okay. Oh, I forgot about that, you know, Philly. I know, so, all right, no.
Why did you lie to the internet and say I tried to charge you 50 bags to come on your podcast?
What, it didn't happen?
Are you mad, Specs?
You know what it is, yeah? I'll imagine something here. Yeah? I'll imagine like you DM me that and I'll go in there and say it. There's no
man
rules.
Man said, when he says there's no rules, he means it.
Yeah.
He has now just said I've got
to shoot. Can you clarify to the people out there that I did not charge you 50 bags?
He didn't charge me 50 bags. He actually said 65.
I would never charge the man them. I don't do that.
It never happened.
Have you still got that pod?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Still got it, yeah.
I'm willing to come on now.
What?
What I need to do though is give you my mum's number because mum's my PA.
So you didn't give me your mum's number when you came on?
She's not my PA.
His name's PA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I need to give your mum's number so we can make that happen.
Oh, Philly, I'm gassed now.
But yeah, I'm glad we clarified that. Did not charge the broski money. I've never charged any of my mates to go on their channels.
I think I clarified that anyway. I think I let because people DM me.
You went on Chloe Burrows' pod.
Chloe, you need to clarify that as well.
He doubled down. So bro, yeah, no rules. Where did that stem from? Why is that your attitude?
My attitude from the first time I went on camera, I had a stinker. I watched it, I was like, this is bad.
Mm.
And I said to myself, let me go back to PE teaching. Because it killed my confidence.
It was a PE teacher?
I was a PE teacher. And then I just said to myself, you know what? No, there's no rules, man. Go again. And I just said it to myself. So it's like a motivational thing to just not give a damn.
Yeah. That's why you support four teams.
That's why I support four teams. That's why I lie about you. Like, I can't just do what I want. And I was
talking about the Matashiba bum.
That's not a lie. That's not a lie.
That brilliant.
That's the only truth there in everything he just said.
I think he's genuinely got at everyone around him. All his mates.
I'll be watching a random video of Specs in it, and literally 34 minutes in the video, I say, some chunks. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah,
it's whatever's on his mind.
He
means when he says there's
no rules. What makes him Specs, man.
Exactly.
That's
what I think there's something wrong with me somewhere, though.
Well, it works in your favor, innit? Because it's got you in a position that you're in now.
Mm.
I feel like out of everyone, I must say, it happened for you quite late.
Mm.
Was you surprised? Was you happy? Did you expect it?
I think with the happiness, I've always been happy with this whole social media thing because, like I said to you, I was a PE teacher for 10 years. 5 years. Yeah, 10 years, in fact.
Mm.
And, like, I don't know why I'm here, what I'm doing. I have no goals, no plans. So anytime I step on camera, I'm happy.
Oh,
so obviously people look at it from an outside perspective and think, oh, you know what, Specs is now getting there. But if I wasn't getting there anyway, I'll be happy here. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just one of them ones. Like,
so you didn't have any like goals, expectations?
No, I'm not bothered. I'm old. 50's coming soon. Like 50's coming in 10
Never
years.
You've touched 40s.
42.
Check no.
It. Google it, 42.
You know what it is with that? Another thing? That's another one, Specs. I can never believe it.
Google it, I'm 42 years old.
I just don't believe anything he's saying now, man.
It's just I don't look it. I'm 42 years old, boys.
Let me see the bald patch in the back. Yeah, you see, that is. That bit always makes me believe.
No, so. How you put in your...
Yeah. No, because I watch his content and it always talk about... When did you get that gym?
This morning.
You see, look, this guy, bro, that's not this morning.
No, this morning.
That was rushed. Look.
What do you mean that's rushed?
That's not this morning.
I swear, this morning. I swear, down, bro. This is this morning trim. Chucks, don't embarrass me, bro. This trim is this morning, man. Come on, man.
Oh, you okay, are 42.
People in the comments. Look at that trim. Does that look like you got this morning? Bro, he said he got that trim this morning.
And so we got it this
That's
morning.
That's 4 days.
Nah, he might not got a shape up, but yeah, he might have just.
What? I paid for this, bro.
Bro, get a refund. Fairs. Bro.
What?
Get your money.
No, do you know what? I like it.
What?
I do.
What trim is this called then? What is it?
No, that's level two with an ape up. They just missed the S.
What's ape up?
Shape up, but just yeah,
but it's got there's a fade there.
Yeah, what? There is taper just here. Look.
Oh, there,
yeah, zoom in, yeah, and there. Can't be one
it's
side.
Taped.
Brother, man,
is it?
It's taped.
You look good though. For 42, is it, man? Yeah, yeah. So wait, talk to me. So what country from? You're actually from Sudan and
Sudan?
Nigeria.
Mum's from Sudan, dad's from Nigeria. In my mind, I'm Congolese, but I look Turkish.
Okay, so talk to me, bro. How was your upbringing? Because I want to know how Specs Gonzalez became Specs Gonzalez. Like, what happened?
So, bro, it was a hard life.
Genuinely.
Was it, yeah?
I went from, lost my mum when I was 10 years old.
You what?
Lost his mum?
I lost my mum when
oh,
I was 10.
Oh, shit. Snap. Sorry to hear that.
So then my mum's sister brought me
you
up.
You don't care, bro.
Nah, yeah, I don't care. I love that stuff.
Bro, he's different, bro. Yeah, you don't know about Specs. He always says
no,
upstairs.
But then he could be like me. Like I'm maybe the problem is I could be too deep. But sometimes I say stuff like that to make the pain easier.
Coping that was mechanism. 10. That was 10. I think if I was older, cool, I was 10, bro. All I cared about was football. So I didn't want to go to the funeral because Arsenal was playing them times.
Bro, look, I told you about Specs, bro.
No, this is me being dead serious. I don't give a sandwich.
Yeah, but I'm saying how come? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, for a normal 10-year-old, that's going to affect him.
No, I just remember I was 10. Mumsy was like me. She was like a people's person. She used to do parties. We even had a bar in my house. Yeah. All this stuff. And then I went from that to military. My mum's sister, she's serious. She came
Fanta.
With rules. Lula.
Lula, okay.
She came with rules. Fanta's like my mumsy. Okay. She was more the vibe.
Yeah.
So I remember I went from being this youth that had no routine, no bedtime, none of that stuff, to bedtime and homework and all these things. And I just remember just from that point, I just started thinking to myself, you know, life's not serious. And then it just went left from there. Like school, results, exams, all that stuff, rubbish.
How many GCSEs did you get?
I think I only got like a B in drama. I got a B in maths because I had a tutor.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my family, you know, the serious ones wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer at the time. And I wanted to be a footballer.
And then where was your dad at the time?
My dad basically, he pretended to start a business abroad. But he was living in South the whole time.
You're a horrible man, Chunk.
He died as well, you know, just the other day.
I know.
Yeah.
And you were laughing about that as well.
About, let me show you something.
If it's a picture of you and him dead, like him dead.
So I buried my dad just the end of last year, boys.
And you were looking for siblings, no?
I was looking for my siblings. I've got twin sisters that I'm looking for.
Hey, where are they?
You met a brother not too long ago. We'll get into that.
My auntie caught him on the train 2 days ago.
What, your dad?
Nah, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
That's not your dad. He looks too young.
Why are you not laughing? I don't know why you're not laughing.
I don't know if I could laugh
you're
or not.
Me,
Chucks don't give a fuck.
You buried your dad at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And that's him on the train 2 days ago.
Yeah. So let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because remember, I hadn't seen my dad since I was probably like 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I went to identify the body, I had to pretend
that you knew it was him.
That I knew it was him.
Yeah.
But I deep down believe I buried someone else. Big man thing.
And how did that person die?
They had a bleeding to the brain.
So you buried a random meat?
Yeah.
Did they not do a DNA test to see if that was your pops? Nothing?
I could have, but I ain't got time. We got to film and stuff. I've got things to do, man. Sky Sports. I can tell Sky Sports. I can tell Sky.
3, 2, 1.
Bro.
You want me to tell Sky Sports that I got to go and do a DNA? Come on, bro. I'm going.
So your dad was never around then?
Yeah, I didn't, but I don't know what he looks like, bro.
So you grew up with Lulu?
Yeah. Not Lulu.
Fanta?
No, Lula.
Lula.
Lulu sounds like the woman from Eurotrash back in the day. No, Lula, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Lula. And you know he's got Auntie Fanta.
I got Auntie Fanta. Auntie Fanta watches your show, by the way.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, we'll call her. Auntie Fanta knows Philly and Chunks.
Wow.
Hi, Auntie Fanta.
Auntie Fanta.
Yeah, man.
It's his favorite drink, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Fanta's my favorite drink.
Your birthday is April 25th.
Yeah, how you know that?
So you got some information.
I am a Taurus. How you know my birthday is April 25th, bro?
1981?
Yeah.
You see, look, I'm telling you, I don't know.
Nah,
no,
I believe him.
Okay, now talk to me, bro. So you have a missus.
A what?
A girl.
Yeah.
So,
how'd you meet her?
I met in a club, ministry.
You're lying on a dark one. What music, what song was on?
Like, I met her like 1999.
Do you remember what song was in the back?
I think it was Jungle. I would even boy, I'm gonna know. Yeah. I would even boy.
And then were you dancing towards her?
No, I was walking. Them times I used to walk around. I never used to dance. I was walking around the club.
Have you seen Specs dance?
Yeah, serious.
Brilliant
dance. Yeah, serious. So wait, and that's how you met Podolski?
Yeah, that's how I met Podolski.
Who's Podolski?
Podolski is his woman. That's what he calls her.
I saw Gavi.
No, he calls her Podolski.
I've changed her Gavi. Her name's Podolski, yeah.
And can you tell us where Podolski came from?
Because he split for Arsenal. He was my favourite player.
Podolski's your favourite Arsenal player of all time?
All the time, yeah. Yeah.
There's no rules of them, bro. You need to ask him right now.
It's the left foot. Bro, I'm a man. That's why I like watching you man's videos where you put the ball in top bins.
Yeah.
That's what I love. I love a man that can hit a ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Podolski...
Yeah. No, I think Arshavin had a better left foot than him.
What? No, what? No way, bro.
No, am I tweaking?
Nah,
no, fair enough. Sorry, Lucas.
Left foot, but Van Persie is someone else on.
But Pagan, he went to the opposite. Sorry, he hurt my foot. Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Podolski didn't do that.
So, and your missus is fine with you calling her Podolski?
So, the funny thing is that I called her Podolski for years. And then, one time Podolski pops up on the screen playing for Germany. And she won't put twos and twos together. She's just like, you're an idiot.
Because she didn't know where you got it from.
She didn't know. She was like, oh, why am I named after this white man? I was just like, well, because you're both the same to me.
In what sense?
They're the same. I love Podolski a bit more than her. And obviously she's the missus, so it's what it is.
And Podolski actually met Specs apparently. And no, not Specs, a poet.
Yeah.
And Poet said he was a
horrible
man.
Great. What Podolski did to the poet was great.
Do you not hear what Podolski did to the poet?
No.
I think he was a bit racist or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I clapped, man.
And he said he's happy with that. I'm telling you.
What happened?
I don't know the actual story.
Do you know the story, Specs?
Yeah, the story allegedly, because you know, Poet is a liar. He said that they were doing an interview and Podolski just ended up just turning around and just said something racist. But no one in the room confirmed.
I don't know, but no one in the room confirmed. That's what he said.
And in German, it must sound horrible.
Yeah, it could go left.
Yeah, but man, he don't understand German, so how does he know? Exactly. So
the word's the word though, isn't it?
So look, you're the way you are because of the fact there's no rules.
Yeah, man. There's no rules. I don't take life seriously.
You know, I've never met anyone on earth like you, bro.
Yeah, neither have I.
What is it? What do you mean?
As in somebody that can laugh about the fact that his parents have died.
Yeah.
I've never in my career of living on this earth seen someone. Usually, you know when someone's like, says their parents died, oh, sorry to hear, and then you kind of get into why they died or whatever. Life is just all fun to you.
Of course, because it's short. I'm going to meet my parents soon anyway, so I might as well joke about them. Yeah. You know what I mean? They left me here. They left me for time.
Yeah, but they didn't mean to.
Who know? Allegedly, I don't know.
And then how did your mum pass, if you don't mind me asking?
How?
Yeah.
They told me TB.
Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis. Huh? I've been asking for the certificate, death certificate. So I could see them and send it to me. So I think they're lying.
See?
31 years later, they ain't said that.
I ain't here now. Oh no.
The cause of death. Was it the post-mortem?
Yeah.
And then your dad, the one that you buried, isn't your dad?
My auntie saw my dad on the train, so now investigation.
And your auntie said...
Oh, your auntie took that picture?
Yeah.
And is your auntie from your dad's side?
No.
Your mum's side?
Yeah.
But and she Turkey, guaranteed man. Knows that this...
See, that's... So it's all under investigation. We've got a meeting on Friday.
Fuck.
Oh, what, you're going to meet this man?
Well, no, not yet. We're going to meet the family first.
But did you get his contact number? Because it's no good taking a picture, not being
his contact number, we know where he is.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
Are you going to update the Instagram?
Oh, well, of course, man. Of course. But let me tell you this now. If I buried the wrong person, that money for that funeral and all that stuff, I need it back. You know how much a coffin is?
Yeah, I know, but it's nice. You've done something nice for someone.
Nah, but I don't want it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, how much is the coffin?
What? The coffin, it ranged for 5 bills.
Yeah.
And the last page, 50K.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, but you didn't pay 50K. You probably done a 5 biller.
Yeah, pick up you, man.
2.5.
No, you done a 5 biller, man.
I did the 2.5, but you installments.
Are you still paying off now?
Yeah.
So but that's all right, though.
It's not all right. It came out this morning.
Yeah, but you got the Sky Sports bag.
Yeah, but disgustable that should be coming to me.
Yeah, not to Klarna to pay off.
I could have paid more for my trim.
Yeah, you should have, to be fair.
Yeah. No, I like that trim. Do you know what shocks me? How you are such a nice and calm human being and you've been to prison.
Oh yeah, I've been to prison, bro. I forgot about it. Yeah, I was in prison, yeah.
I can't imagine you in prison.
I know. I was shocked. Honestly, when I got sent to prison, I was waiting for the circle van to open and be like, ha, got you.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the prank.
What'd you do? What'd you do to get in there?
Yeah, let's talk briefly about that.
Oh, is it?
I know people know, and I want everyone that's been watching Nacho now, people are thinking, I already know the story. I want you to just give us a quick synopsis as to how it happened.
I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, because I wanted to know.
I hit a cyclist, but I thought the cyclist was a bin bag on the road.
Okay, Dan.
So until the bin bag got ripped open, I saw blood. I was like, oh, that's someone in a leather jacket. Because remember, I wear glasses.
Wait,
just try my glasses.
He's not dead though.
No, broken pelvis.
Mental. Oh my God, it hurts your eyes.
Yeah, bro. You know your eyes look humongous. For the audio listeners, Philly's trying to specs his glasses and he's struggling.
It's like taking a shot on it.
No, it's like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everything's close.
And here's a question. Can you see good without them?
If you're close to me. So I know there's
So you're
short-sighted?
Short-sighted.
Is it short-sighted?
Yeah.
One of them. I'm both. Both of them anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't need to have a go. You're right.
No, I've seen you. Bro. You don't need to have a go. He's crazy, isn't it? You know, specs is mental. Why would I want to have a go, bro? I don't want to get a headache. So he actually went to prison because he ran over somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was a hit and run because you didn't come back. You came back last minute.
I came back last minute. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
He was in shock. He was actually in shock.
I was in shock.
And then so they gave you, what was your sentence?
So imagine they tried to give me 30 months in jail and a 5-year driving ban. But because I bought
the MP.
An MP as my live character reference, whatever they call it, they halved it to 15 months. So I did 4 months, good behavior, and then the rest on tag. I was a great man in prison. I helped people.
Is it?
Yeah, that was great.
What was your role in prison?
I was a, what was the name of that stuff, man? Where everyone comes to me and they'll tell me their problems and I give them advice.
Therapist.
Not therapist. Huh? Yeah, like a counselor. So yeah, I was.
What kind of people are in Cat D then? Because I know you did a Cat D prison.
I was still, no, because remember, I was in a Butlins prison, innit?
Yeah, you know, free jail, all that stuff. Yeah, you're on TV, everything.
Oh, what, so, just going in and out of next man's cells?
Of course, but remember, if you go into that, you go temp side if you're on remand, getting wait to move, or if you're getting wait to get sentenced or whatever,
yeah,
you will start at this prison and then go to Cats.
Go to the
big one. So the prison I was in was more of a remand. It was a joke. Like the football matches in there was amazing. I still think about it now. I remember my goal. You see how you scored at soccer?
Yeah.
My goal in prison was bigger than that moment.
Wow.
They must have lost their mind.
Because everyone's just banging their doors.
And the thing is, when I thought somebody was shooting, so I ran to the corner and ducked.
What kind of goal was it? Talk to me.
Bro, I will never forget this goal. I'm on the edge. It's a 3G, it's a 7-a-side game. I'm on the edge.
You got a 3G in there?
Yeah, 3G, 10-a-side, yeah.
Is that a tax money's game? Schools have got concrete.
The ball gets crossed in. The keeper punches it out, the ball bounces. I'm looking at it. I'm not a man that shoots. And I can play a bit, boys, by the way.
Yeah.
It came up, it's just there right in front of me. I don't know, my mum told me in my head, half volley. You know when it hits the net and comes out like,
Those goals are deadly.
Give me 10 more years in it. I wanted to stay in prison after that goal, bro.
No way.
Best goal of my life.
It's gone on better since.
But if I could go prison tomorrow, it would to be play football. I'll play football. I'll bring you lot with me as well.
Yeah, back in that league.
Yeah, of course.
And were you lot like, what position were you
top
in the league?
We were D lowers.
I said we will go. Oh no, wait. Oh no, let's just dust off a cyclist.
No, I'm not going. I can't do a minute in prison. What was the food like in prison? I remember you don't eat. So.
I don't eat, but weekend food was.
What do you mean
was
don't nice. Eat?
I don't. But I'm not. I hate the idea of going to a restaurant. We sit around. Yeah, of course, bro.
Oh, you're not even that skinny, though.
Yeah, that's because I, you know.
No, that's not mad skinny.
Yeah, but what you lot are
how
touching
much do you weigh?
Is
56
kg. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you eat, bro?
But I just don't like food. I don't think food's important, man. I don't like it.
don't be silly.
Honestly,
bro.
But I don't like food.
You want to tell them? Your,
do you know what?
Your Subway order. That
I don't think I don't think you've experienced good food. Then
tell me what good food is. Nando's.
No. Yes.
That's not good food.
No. Nando's is good food, but then like. I think to myself, like, I like bougie-ass restaurants. Like, you see a Chilean sea bass, bro.
Where's that?
No, it's just the style of the sea bass.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is.
But it's mental. Like, I just don't think you've ate enough food.
See, people have taken me, to expensive restaurants before, like the ones in Mayfair and stuff, where I had to wear a shirt. Yeah. And I don't understand why I'm wearing a shirt to eat food.
Yeah, I hear that.
That should be banned, yeah? So whoever's in charge of the country, ban that stuff.
Yeah.
I should be able to wear anything.
Yeah.
Maybe not a vest because they'll be on my show. Cool.
Yeah.
But I go to expensive restaurants, they charge me £70 for chips. How many chips are on the plate? Four.
Six.
Yeah. Seven.
You spoiled food.
Yeah.
Lobster.
Horrible. I hate lobster.
Brilliant.
Wires hanging out the mouth.
Yeah. Hear him.
Charging me big money for it. Everything's overrated.
Wires hanging out the mouth. You know the little antenna joke. I can't lie, you're kind of right though.
Yeah.
Man can just be doing this and it just touches your eye for no reason.
I don't like it. Even burgers.
That's how I know these men don't eat lobster properly, you know. Man said you can be eating it. It touches. Bravo. Yeah. They give you a little tentacle like this.
Just touch your man's eye. Like, why are you up there for?
Bro, like, I'm jolting.
Huh? It's just doing it. And it's just like the chlorine that. So I hear you. And man, I have to work to get my food. Bro, the chlorine. Yeah.
That's not my thing. But a burger. Some of these burgers, bro. Where I got to put my top lip at the forehead to bite. Bro, this is not gym.
So what's your favorite food then?
Favorite food? I like rice.
Yeah.
Like white rice by itself. I like jollof. I like carrots. Like the carrots.
I
get English bread, carrots inside, bread and gas, my carrot sandwich. Rice Krispies in the morning with a sandwich. Do you for the crunch. And sweets.
Wait, Rice Krispies in a sandwich?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
I told you.
You don't do that. I know you don't do that.
Bro, well, he actually does, bro.
I've got files.
I went with him to Subway, bro.
Let's go eat.
I ate a tuna sub like normal, right? He ate Italian bread.
How long? What's the big one or
six
the little
inch,
one?
6 inch. He put carrots and sweet corn. Closed it. Didn't even heat nothing. Started backing it, started eating it.
Sauce, though, at least?
No sauce, not one bit.
No. Nah, man. But it still tastes nice to me and I feel good.
It's different, bro. I'm telling you, Specs is the most different person I've met in my life.
All right, be honest. Give us the exclusive here, yeah?
Mm.
Sometimes you do certain things because you know it's funny.
Mm.
Or is that just actually you?
It's me. If you, listen, my friends over 20 years, they're fed up with me. There's something wrong with me, Philly, or there's nothing right. It's just me. This is the way. But my thing is this: there's no rules. I never signed a manual on how to eat food.
Mm. Fairs.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, but a burger. Why do we eat a burger together? Why can't man take the bread, then the thing?
It's all going down the same.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, but like when you have them all together,
combination
of the flavors.
One by one can still be a combination.
Yeah.
We just take it in turns. People join in, that is a cue.
Telling you, he's different, bro. Favorite drink?
Oh my God, my favorite drink.
Water.
Nah, I try and do water now because of the kids. I'm trying to make the kids just drink water.
I love the relationship you got with your kids.
So, all right, listen. The kids.
Mm.
They've seen Specs at home, right?
You, bro?
So yeah. How are they? What's their personality traits? Are they like similar to you? Or are they different? Or?
So my daughter, this is interesting. My daughter's me.
No, she's obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And I see the videos you post on Instagram.
The one you're dancing.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Bro, honestly, carbon copy.
Yeah.
She didn't even go to school, bro. And she's like that. She didn't even go to school.
Why did she homeschool?
She homeschooled.
Oh, fair.
Podolsky?
So, yeah, Podolsky.
Okay.
So, obviously, because of me, I ain't got the education, you know, skills for that. And then my son. Yeah, he's my biggest hater.
He's your background,
He's
right?
my biggest hater.
What do you mean he's background? Your biggest hater?
Bro, he doesn't want to dance with man. Doesn't laugh at anything I do. He's just a hater, bro. He's one of those guys in the comments.
How old is your son?
Three.
Three. You got three kids?
Yeah.
So son's the middle one?
Son's the youngest.
Youngest, the daughter's the second. And
the one we see on Graham is the second?
Yeah, she's the second.
Oh, you've got an older one. Yeah. I love when you do content with kids.
And he caught her in the shops.
Yeah.
No, even deeper. She asked, can I go to this, to Taser's thing?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to that one in Sweden. You're rolling. Yeah. Oh, please go.
That's a good... No,
I called Harry and he convinced me earlier. But anyway, so there was this video of...
Podolsky, when we talk about Sweden, we're talking about work.
Yeah, work.
Keep going.
Hey, listen to this video. There's this video, his daughter's come up to him and she's gone, look, Dad, can you get me tickets to that R&B thing? Obviously, I know your brethren's run it.
Yeah.
He's gone... Why do you want to go? She's going, oh, I want to go have fun. Like, you know what he's like, the questions he asks. Anyway, he's decided to let her go, but the catch was she can only go if he goes with him. With her, sorry, yeah? Bro, it's bloody brilliant, bro. He's just like this the whole time. Not one man could get next to him.
Yeah, bro.
Not one man. Not,
bro, how old is your oldest though?
19.
Oh, yeah, she's 19?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, she's growing, man.
Yeah. Woman, yeah, man. So she's here. Yeah, she's here.
Is she proud of you?
She's proud. You know what's funny? She was my hater for ages. She didn't understand it. She's like, what? But now it's like, oh, I get it now.
So is that you and Podolsky's?
Yeah.
So you and Podolsky have three kids together?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are you a loyal man, my boy?
Yeah. Me and Podolsky have done what? 22 years now, probably.
Hey, I love that. I'm happy for you, fam.
Yeah, man.
So you and Podolsky have 20 years, bro. So why are you talking about these, that girl and the cows freezes?
Yeah, of course. Just because it's been 22 years, it doesn't mean that.
You ain't been with gal before that.
Yeah, of course.
Before that?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Big up Cal Freezy and Chip, man. Mad love for them guys. If you haven't watched that episode, make sure you go watch it. But what happened on that ep? Briefly, obviously, because it's already been said.
Talking about the sex with that porn star.
Yeah, the porn star. Yeah, the porn star.
You tried a porn star?
Yeah, the porn star made me better with my missus in bed. Yeah.
No, but that's fair.
When was the porn star?
2 years ago now, May lockdown. It's a great story. Remember.
Did you, but you obviously, he asked Podolsky for permission.
No, why? That's not my manager.
I'm telling you, he specs.
But then that means.
Ask me.
That means you've done a C word.
Ask me.
What? No, it doesn't count.
Why?
Yeah, because?
Because when that happened, it was lockdown.
True, I get it.
Everything was off during lockdown, my bro.
Yeah.
If you had a missus during lockdown,
yep.
And you ended up doing the C,
yeah,
it doesn't count.
Because there's no rules.
There's no rules. We weren't getting paid. We lost our job.
Fair enough.
Yeah, everyone was indoors.
I get it.
Yeah.
I actually did. No, do you know what?
Yeah.
My bad.
Thank you, bro, man. Come on, man. Please,
understand.
Man. You know what I mean?
And she doesn't mind you talk about the romance online?
She doesn't mind, man. But again, big up, you know, the porn star Ella. She
Who's Ella?
Ella Hughes, she's a porn star. So, yeah, check her out.
Philly drew out for the phone so far.
So she gave specs to go, Musk can get a go.
No, you can't have a go.
Right.
Philly, no, we won't talk, bro. What's he mean? No, we can't, man. I'm
to be fair, he's not lying.
But there's actually a girl called Ella Hughes.
Yeah.
Ella, don't do Philly.
Philly.
Don't do, my man's going to put some sick motor and I'm there in my banger.
Hey, so how did you
get you got a nice car, see?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
love your car.
What car?
Dr. Lauer.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it? And Tiggany's party, I saw you. I pulled up in my thing. I saw you get in your car and actually stopped and
shoot,
said.
The darkest rap battle shoot.
Oh, that car. Oh, bro, that was rental.
Cap.
Bullshit.
I've seen him in that same car a couple of times. You got a lovely car.
Yeah,
But how did you get in contact with Ella?
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I used to be a shakeaholic.
Yes. Grips him.
So I used to grip smart. I used to get my hand, get my piece.
What was the maddest place you had a wank?
The maddest, no, it's always been indoors.
Oh.
I locked myself in. Maybe under the bed. Why are you laughing? I don't understand.
Why not on the bed?
Yeah.
Why not on it?
Because my house was ram.
Yeah,
and I had no lock on my door, and I needed
under the bed. Imagine just
you know what's fucked as well. Do you remember his Instagram he slept on a mattress?
No, that's how you sleep.
So how the fuck is he?
Oh no, those.
Wait, I'm actually in it. I mean,
but if he will, wait, let me explain.
That means he's got a mattress on top of it.
Wait. For people that don't understand why Philly's laughing, yeah? Basically, Specs's bedroom, he sleeps just on a mattress on the floor. So if he was doing it under the bed, that means that he had a mattress on top of him whilst he was shoulder shaking.
Yeah, but you could.
How is that comfortable?
Yeah, because you
put your
knees up. You put your knees up, so now the bed
elevates.
Yeah.
Oh,
you put your knees up, man.
He used to show how he cleaned his room, yeah. And he just used to lift up the mattress against the wall.
class. That's my studio. Ah, man.
So wait. Is that where you and Podolski slept?
No, so that house there, that's Auntie Lula's house where I've been brought up.
Oh! So
I'm back and forth.
I actually thought that was your crib.
Nah,
hey,
yeah.
That's real tears.
Yeah.
Hey, that's when I said, nah, this guy's unique, he's special, he's going to go soon. Yeah. You had to, bro.
Yeah.
You've shown us that much.
So what was your first video that blew up? Like, what made people see Specs? Because Poet says that he obviously... he's always wanted you to be on.
Yeah, Poet, but I'll give it to Poet. From 2005.
Oh, mate.
Obviously, Poet's like 6 years older than me. Don't laugh.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Never in a million Poet years. Poet's younger than you,
Poet
bro.
Poet's my OG.
If he's 42, Poet
no,
must
no,
be.
No.
Poet must be 40 now.
You're taking the piss if you think Poet's 40, bro.
Poet's gone.
37, 38.
Genuinely, you're taking a piss.
Poet's like Arsene Wenger, like 4 years under on Arsene Wenger.
No, bro, Arsene Wenger's in the 70s. You're doing him there. Come on now, don't do him. No, but my brother Kyle, he's old, man.
Who? What Kyle? Who?
Poet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's old.
He's older than me. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, man.
What about Steve-O?
Oh, he's even older.
Never.
Oh, my God, it doesn't come up online.
And that's the whole point.
He hides it.
Mm. But he was trying to bring me on. He told me, go on TV years ago. You're made for TV. I never understood that.
Oh, you're so funny.
And apparently he told me he tried to get you on, but then the time he was trying to get you on, you just got bagged.
Yeah, I got bagged, yeah.
And that's when you were in prison. And you did for 4 months?
Yeah, 4 months, yeah. Then when I came out and tagged.
Did that change you coming out of prison?
I think so. Because I had time to kind of like really think about what I actually want to do. But bro, I'll be real with you. PE teaching, remember I had my own football team as well that I was coaching. That stuff was important to me, man.
And did you go back? How long after when you came out? Like, what video was it that blew up?
The basketball video.
Which basketball video?
Went to go throw the basketball. So I'm teaching, but I'm obviously like off.
Yeah.
So I'm in the hall. I go to throw the basketball behind me at the hoop, but I threw it too high. The ball hits the ceiling, bounce.
I remember that
breaks
video.
Breaks my glasses.
I remember that video. I've really been watching Specs when
it dropped to your face.
Yeah. But remember when I did that video and I put it in a group with the boys. I said, boys, look at this. My glasses broke. They posted it. It went. Then Nickelodeon came to me and said, oh, boom. I said, Nickelodeon?
You're lying.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this? And then they offered me $1. So if they sign it, they'll give me $1. But I thought that $1 meant that every time the video goes anywhere, I'm going to get $1. I'm going to be a millionaire. That's what I thought. So I signed it. Everyone switched on me. And that's when I realized, oh, there's a bit of money in this game. So then let's put my head to it.
And then that's when you jumped into Filthy. Was that Filthy your first thing?
Yeah, I'd say yeah, because obviously Poet was my boy, so he was doing that Filthy thing.
Hey, I got a question. It might be an awkward one.
Yeah, go on.
Does everyone get paid at Filthy? I've genuinely always wondered that.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, that's good then. But I don't think...
But it's crypto.
I still even think that's good.
Yeah.
Because you lot make the show, innit? It's like, I said it to Sharky the other day of SDS. I was like... Without Fu, without three rounds, AK LeBan, without who else?
Fuad Lias.
Like it's not the show, innit?
Yes.
Mm. Obviously, I'm a lot closer with Sharky than I am with
Tigo.
Poet owns it, no?
Tigo and Poet.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. I thought it was just Poet.
Pretty sure, unless I don't know.
Is that second?
Owns.
Honestly, I don't know who owns it, but for me, Tigo does all the work.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Poet's lazy.
But so I asked Sharky and Sharky told me he looks after the man and I was like, rah, that's sick. Like I didn't expect you to do that. You know what I mean? Proper nice of him. And then, so yeah, that's what made me
ask. They did crypto.
But I love that they do still. Yeah. I think it's important. You just make the show.
What could I do with crypto though? I can't go and get myself a sandwich with Sainsbury's.
Invest, innit?
Mm.
They probably get like,
have you watched Bitcoin? Have you watched Bitcoin?
No.
You ain't watched it yet?
No.
When you watch it, then you know that crypto's not a good idea.
I lost loads of money in crypto.
I'm just on assets, man.
Yeah,
tangible houses. Ones on the yards.
Yeah,
miss me with the rest.
So, you've got Filthy, you've got your own No Rules show.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Sky Sports with Scenes.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to do that you that is Specs?
Good question, Charles.
Because I think with you, it's like I can't lie with Filthy. If I don't see you in the thumbnail, I already know that I'm not going to enjoy it as much as I would.
Facts. Mm.
That's just me personally. Obviously,
thank you,
I do love Filthy, but
thank you, bro.
When he's there in it, I'm like, thank God.
I love all the blokes.
I do love Lippy as well. Lippy's a close second.
No, Lippy.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah, forget them boys, man. Only me.
No, I like it. Nah,
so with that, you have that. You've got your own content, of course, as well. But like, what else does Specs have in the pipeline? What else do you want to do or be able to do?
Quickly to add to that, I know earlier you said you have like no goals and you just kind of ride the wave. But if you could literally have one wish to do something within, like, obviously the job you're doing now, what would you like to do at least?
Play football in prison, man.
Genuinely?
Genuinely. There's nothing better than playing seven-a-side football in prison. So I suggest you lot try to go prison and give it a go.
You reckon?
Honestly, that is my number one goal. In terms of maybe
number one goal, yeah,
life, I'd say I want to, but again, even when I find my dad, I don't want to talk to him again.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in my dad, by the way.
Yeah, because he wants to start a business, but he's himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, where's that money?
You don't need money now, though. You're
nah, but, on. Yeah, but I still need more.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I still want to do like skiing. I still want to do these little, these things
what,
that
what
I don't
type
think.
Of skiing?
The ones that, the small one. Not the proper slope, but I want to do a little skiing. I want to go on a cruise.
Yeah, I've been on a cruise.
Remember, I don't like flying.
You hated it.
Is it?
No, it's not great. You get motion sickness.
I want to investigate.
Yeah, no, but I went on a yacht the other day. I took a motion sickness pill and then you're fine after that.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I want to do these kind of things. Like when I see Rick Ross videos and I see tropical trees and he's on I want to do them things for like 5 minutes. And I also want to travel to Australia and really investigate if it's really a real place. Because I saw you lot go there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They used the clip of you saying on what's that show that with Al Han and Boiler Room.
Yeah.
It used to be on Boiler Room, but what's it called? Gasworks.
Gasworks.
Yeah. And where's that show now?
They used that clip.
On.
You're gone.
But hey, what happened to Broski?
No, but
good?
Hey, they used the clip.
I'm sorry, I'm going
to
be rude. I'm listening, but I need
they
to
They used the
time.
Clip of you saying, yeah. If it's not even in a real place, and then it kind of went dark, the lights went dark, and then me, Philly, Harry, and
no
and my life, bro.
Oh,
they love
God.
You up there, bro. Everyone, yeah, my mum's life.
Why did you take me when you went there?
We went on a random, I can't like to be honest, spontaneous one, man. I never bring
I'll come with you next time, but I want to be like the cameraman because I just want to see what the hell's going on. I don't believe that place.
You don't believe, yeah. So Specs doesn't believe that Australia is a real place. Yeah.
Did you see kangaroos in that?
Yep, I did.
You definitely saw a kangaroo?
Not the time we went. I went 3 times last year, so I can show you pictures.
Did you have a kangaroo burger?
I went twice.
Nah, I didn't have a kangaroo burger, no. I don't eat kangaroo.
Did you see any like spiders?
Kangaroo dippers though.
What?
Remember,
what did you say?
Actually, man, kangaroo dippers. You know, like chicken dippers.
What do you mean from the tail?
So what they do is they cut off the tail of each kangaroo that died, and then they put it in barbecue sauce.
Yeah. My God!
And you can only put it in barbecue sauce; otherwise, it won't work.
Nah, man, I'm not. Yeah, I need to go there. Yeah. I need to go there.
Nah,
kangaroo's good though.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw a spider like this big.
So what's it called?
Tarantula.
So how big?
Tarantula.
So how big? I swear. Okay, you don't believe. No, I'll show you a picture.
You could have just gone like that.
No, because it looked like this, but it had an even extra. You know how they have 8 joints.
Yeah,
it was moving crazy. Yeah, it was nuts up there, man. So where do you want to visit? You want to go to like a summery type of tropical place?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Come Miami with me.
Where?
I'm going to Miami in August, and I'm going with the MP lot. That would be good for
that's
you.
That's your question. If you took me to Miami, you pay for me, Philly.
Took you? Yeah. No, you can come with me. You can pay for yourself.
But what if I can't though?
Yes, you can.
No, but what if I can't? Will you
sell that
me?
Nice sports ass car you got.
No, I can't sell that, man.
Why?
Pay for me, man.
No, I'm not paying for you.
No.
He's got bread.
Nah,
you know,
I'll get
you a gift anyway.
Did you?
Yeah.
Truffle.
Yeah, I got you a lot of gift, man.
Oh, nice.
So basically, somebody gave that to me as a gift. I didn't want it.
Bro. You know, you could tell that was bought maybe a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Man. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, and I do know what it is.
And he loves.
I'm going to give it to Philly because I know that Philly loves truffles.
Wait a minute.
And
you'll give him the gift I'm giving to both of you. You'll give it to Philly now.
And where did you get the gift from?
Somebody.
So we have to carry on the tradition.
And this is for everyone in production.
Mm. Wow.
And
such a selfless act from Philly. Yeah. Yeah. We'll put it in a bin. Yeah. Thank you so much, Specs, for
that, man.
Thank
that you
was
for taking it.
It really means a lot.
Thank
man.
You for taking it. That gift came, I'd say 2005.
Oh, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually put that in
the
bin.
Oh, it's not truffle. It's just called truffle. I'm actually going to try one.
Try one.
Look how I try one.
Try it right now. Of course. Wait, can we maybe look for the expiry date first? Oh, we're close.
Are we? Are we?
Yeah, we're close.
What's happening in your house?
You know what this is made? Well, I do know this is made. 15/07/2023. So that's January, February, March, April, May, June, July. July the 15th, 2023.
My sticker worked, boy. I put that sticker on this morning.
You know when it expires? 2024, July 15th.
He said he put that sticker on this morning.
Nah, it's good. I've got that. I'm going to give you a few poisons. Don't worry, man.
You know, we're going to actually taste it on camera. And Philly's going to taste it first. Because Philly, for me...
Taste it first sounds crazy, though.
Philly's going to eat the chocolate first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still a bit dodgy as well.
We can't talk no more, can we?
Yeah. No, but I love it though. It's funny. I love it. It's crazy funny, as well though.
Yeah, I love it. What do you love? So, Philly.
What are you eating?
Mince.
What have you put two in?
Three.
He's criminal.
I rate it though. No one could ever draw him out saying his breath stinks. Ever. Duh!
Philly, me and Philly are trying the truffles that Specs got for us.
No, I'm hey, not
going to go. Feel it. It's like.
Hey, Jess. Yeah, yeah,
finish it quick,
yeah.
What's that over your shoulder?
Sure, you're fine. Doing? So, how come you ain't got chocolate in your thing?
It's in there. Go on, let me see yours, man. Try that.
I just say, let me see.
Yeah.
No, why is there dust on it, though? Genuinely, how long have you had these for? Jokes aside.
I got to give this morning.
Oh, lit.
Oh.
In 2022.
Oh, you're right. If your belly hurts, then it was definitely 2005.
Let us know what you think, Philly.
Yeah, man. What's it saying?
Thank you, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
So does that mean that you're gonna pay for me to go Miami now?
No, but I'm.
Well, that was the whole point.
No, jokes aside though, thank you for bringing the gift.
Yeah, you're the first person to bring the gift. You know?
You have to, man.
No, seriously, and jokes aside.
That's manners, you know.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't like them, but thank you. But very nice.
Yeah, horrible,
is it?
But
no, genuinely, very nice of you, you know.
Yeah.
Is that your second one?
I'm hungry. First one. Oh, second. Yeah. Okay. We're enjoying your snack.
It's gonna eat with your mouthful, yeah.
Hmm?
It's gonna eat with your mouthful. Do what you want, brother. This is your
podcast. With your mouthful. I'll say.
Speak with your mouth.
Oh, you eat with my mouth empty. Anyway.
Imagination.
Specs.
Mm.
You were on my channel recently. Epic rap battle.
Yeah.
You lost.
I didn't lose, man.
Do you know what it should have been though, yeah? I'm going to call it poor hosting from you.
Oh.
Do you know why, yeah?
Oh, it's you now, yeah?
No, let me tell you why. Mm. Out of all the rap battles Trunks has done, for me, that was the best one. And it will be very hard to top that.
Mm.
So what he should have done from a production point of view is made it a draw. I would have even cheated it. Obviously, he's an honest man and he likes to be honest with the people. But I would have said, man, just make sure it's a draw so we have a rematch. Genuinely, bro. Because I want to see it again. Trunks, and it would have been more intense if it was like it's already a draw. But now,
I'll tell you why it's better off to do someone wins.
Yeah.
Because now let's say Darkest goes on a run where he beats 3 or 4 people. And in the comments, they just keep saying, I can't lie, nothing's hitting like that Specs episode. Run it back. When now that anticipation builds up and everyone's so excited for it again, part two happens the end of 24, maybe 6-7 months into this year. And that's when everyone's gassed.
Fair enough. Up. Two ways to look at it.
You get it.
But then the other videos could be just so mid. No one cares.
I won't upload it.
Yeah, fairs.
So what, you think you won?
I think I won, yeah. Because I spoke about the things that he looks like. And he still looks like that now.
Yeah, well now it hasn't changed.
I think so.
You remember the freestyle he done about everyone in the scene as well?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Was he even running the bars?
No.
Yeah. I haven't put in a bar yet.
I think I was still, I can't lie to you.
Is it?
Yeah. I like Black Goalie.
Oh, Black Goalie, yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
I like the old videos of you when you're rapping.
But you know what I clocked? You did Grime as well.
Yeah.
Go get a day job.
Yeah.
Do you know how mad that is though? They pushed me in to do that.
Is it?
Man's with some serious G's in there. Big Zoo.
Yeah.
Who else was in there? P Money.
But you could spit though.
Drifter. Yeah, but
you could spit though.
Yeah, but when everyone started writing bars, like your first bars, what was it? Grime or rap?
Like rap.
Oh, is it? Okay. But yeah,
have you got a little freestyle for us right now?
Have I got freestyle for now? No, I ain't got nothing now. I was meant to write yesterday, but I ain't got nothing now.
Meant to write for what?
I was gonna make a tune
about
Podolski, about getting married to her this year. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. We can't put this in there.
Of course you can.
But it's meant to be nice and romantic.
There's no rules. I don't care. There's no such thing as surprises, man.
Wait. Okay, do you know what I want to ask you? Because I see a lot of this has been done loads. You've been with Podolski how long?
22 years, 21 years.
You have 3 kids?
Yeah.
And you're not married?
Nah.
For me, I don't understand that, but I obviously would love to understand it.
Mm.
What's the difference of getting married and not being married when you've already dedicated 22 years, 3 kids? I've always wanted to ask that question. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just want to understand.
I don't know who to invite.
To the wedding?
Yeah.
Bro, look.
We're not going to get serious.
No, bro. Seriously, when it comes
man
to-
Man asked him about his goals and said he wants to go back to prison to play civil society.
When it comes to inviting people to the wedding, bro, I have so many friends, so much family to deal with. Plus, she's got a big family. I've got a big family. In my culture, when it comes to Sudanese culture, as I'm the boy, These lot believe they have to come and take over the wedding. Mm. They sort out their food and everything.
Don't do a big one. You will spend more money, man.
Where's Podolski from?
Jamaica.
Are you married to Yardi?
Yeah, she's Jamaica. Yeah, that door. Somebody, the guy, the ass. Yeah, that's how.
Is that what you talk like that?
I don't know what her dad say. When that dad comes to the house, I go out. I say, I'm going to walk the dog. We ain't got a dog.
Is she fully Jamaican?
She fully Jamaican, yeah.
And then she goes, what did she say?
What, the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my. He's only a son boy that side. Freddie, never all seen you. Like, what?
They understand.
What the hell are you saying?
A bloody word.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what he's
yeah.
saying.
Yeah. They understand a word.
What did he say? He said, what's the time? That's how you say it, though.
Yeah, that's what I used to go barber back in the days. Oh. Or even a yard, he just used to talk to me. I used to go to the yard shop and he asked me something. I go, yeah. And certain times I go, what do you mean, yeah? Like, I've been caught out because I don't actually know what you're saying. But now I'm better with it still.
I understand it still because I used to go to the Yardie shops from when I was like 5, 6.
No, but when they're fresh yard, I think you'd find it hard to understand.
Well, I understand. I know
you don't. You don't.
The guy would be like, I just came from Jamaica last week and he's talking.
No, you don't know.
And there's bits, I still get it.
Okay, so what does finish wine mean?
That's not.
What did you say? What is it?
Watch, I bet he knows. What does finish wine mean?
Finish wine?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
See, there you go. You thought you were going to try to catch up.
Yeah.
Don't try to.
Yeah. You know, you would have closed
yeah,
up.
I know. I understand, Patrick. You don't. Yeah. So what would the wedding be like if you was to have all the mixtures of Sudanese, Jamaican, you got Nigerian?
It'd be chaos, bro. Imagine, like, I don't know, a bashment tune playing. Do you know what my family would do with that? They will throw stuff at the DJ.
Yeah. They want the African
stuff. They want, not even African. They want the, I'm from Sudan, bro. We want the.
So, what's that? So you're
they want the.
Yeah.
Ain't that what he do in Somali as well?
We're cousins. We're first cousins.
Sudanese and Somalis
it's like, are like this.
So wait, are you Muslim?
No.
Oh,
so I'm half my family's Muslim, half's Christian. Me, I'm just. I'm,
yeah, because Sudan is more Muslims and South Sudan is the Christians. Am I right? Am I wrong?
I don't know the actual.
Yeah. I was watching this documentary the other day about some runner. It's called Runner.
Little actually. Runners. What, they actually run that?
No, yeah, oh. It's a documentary called Runner. Mm. And it was talking about when they got their independence in South Sudan, I think 2011.
Yeah.
I know my stuff, man.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Why are you even, bro.
What's the capital city of South Sudan?
South Sudan, Kurtaria.
No, it's not, it's Juba.
Oh yeah, Juba. Yeah, Kurtaria is the second biggest.
And what's Sudan? Capital city?
Yeah, you got
it. Is that a clue?
Yeah, big clue. K-H-A.
Ah, Kartan.
Khartoum.
You know your business though.
No, it's only because I don't know. No, but I only watched that documentary last night. I was trying to go to bed. Are you good at going to sleep? You know, I struggle going to bed.
I reckon you got problems.
I struggle waking up. You can't talk to me for 1 hour. I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
You can't talk to me. My son will climb on me in the morning.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'll three point him into the wall straight away, bro. Head first. That's why he says like that.
How'd you frame?
Yeah, man said, like, that's it.
I'm not a morning person.
So how are you as a dad then?
Amazing.
How did you raise the kids?
Can you please give us a serious answer?
You have to ring Podolski, man. I don't know. I think I'm a serious parent at home.
Nah, you're not serious. You can't be serious, man.
I think I'm serious, man. I don't.
Do you think you're a good dad?
Yeah. Like when I'm not there, if I'm away doing Sky Sports stuff, they don't go to bed. They party. You know what I mean? The little one tries to invite people to sleepovers and do raves in the house.
What little one?
The 7-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah?
Are you not, you're fine with that? 7-year-old tries to invite
friends
to do raves in the house.
No, of course. She goes to the after-school club. And
no,
why
but then...
Why would a 7-year-old try and do raves in the
club? I don't think that's bad. I used to like dance with my friends in the front room.
Yeah, all that's long.
Remember, the idea to a rave to them in their heads is just get the capris on out and bounce like that, bro. They're not really dancing. Do you get what I'm saying?
So when, but when I'm
you
there,
you took the word rave to his.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's talking about you. But
for those gallon and everything. No, what's going on in here? Yeah, so rave.
Imagine, hey, bottles coming in. Oh, I might do that. You know.
What? See, look.
Oh, you
oh
give
my
me an
God,
idea.
I've got a question for you. Your oldest is 19. Mm. And she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Have you reacted? And when you met him, oh my God.
Yeah.
And when you met him, like. Was you harsh or was you just like lenient and just sussed them out to make sure? Furthermore, just talk to me about the story.
So it started off with, she weren't telling me because she was like, 15 or whatever. So they were doing the FaceTime. So I was there at home making my, you know, my food, my carrot sandwich. And, but Rush obviously, Christmas. Yeah, I'm in my vest, whatever, cool. And there's this FaceTime. And I, yeah, that guy looks like Specs. So again, don't even show me, man. I'm not in the mood today. I just woke up, whatever. I'm thinking, hold on. Next game. This is the same guy. FaceTime. So I was like, I didn't like it. So I remember like we were talking about it, but she weren't being straight. Then Podolski was just like, leave it. Podolski's more of the, nah, give them space thing. Yeah. And then she sat us down and was like, yeah, there's someone like, we're going out now. So I was like, yeah, let me, I want to see this person in it. But I did the whole, like, let me, like, I'm going to tell this person off kind of thing. So it got delayed. As soon as I met this guy, I loved him straight away.
Oh, nice.
I just loved the way he looked. He came in and he didn't look the way I thought he would look.
Like some
so
road
you know
man.
Someone, yeah, you know someone, you hit, you see someone on the phone and be like, yeah. Is that my last specs, yeah? Okay, yeah, see? I figured, ah.
You really don't like him.
He's going to come with a zoot in his ear.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
But and it's not even a full zoot, it's half. Yeah. Already been spoke. Yeah, Roach man. Left. He but when just he, wants
came,
to market.
He came in loafers.
Yeah, came correct.
I said, oh, okay.
Good you?
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Then I obviously met his mum, found out that me and the mums, we've known each other from the ends back in the day. I said, oh, I love these two. And yeah, I was good with it.
Nice.
Nice.
Are they still together? No.
I hope not.
Why? You just said you liked him.
Yeah, but it's
too long now.
Yeah, at that age, 2-3 years, it should fade away now. Yeah, it should break up.
It shouldn't be that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Don't do it me. Don't do it me. Find.
Don't do it me.
Or darkest man. Find that one and just say, that's it.
Oh, darkest man is.
That's lazy. That's lazy. You know what I mean? Don't find the one and just say, boom, that's it. It's like when you go to a club and you see one mommy back in the day and you just grab her and that's yours for the whole. No, just chat to her, get a number and then see what else is there.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So you've been with the same mommy for 22 years now.
Yeah.
What is ways you can spice up the relationship? You must be like 22 years in
spice
now.
Spice it now. Me spice up my relationship with Podolski now.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as spice up.
No, of course there is, man. What's the
spice
most,
down.
What's the most romantic thing you've done?
Oof. Hold hands in motor. We walked past Vic Star's with from Sideman. He was getting married. I was there. Outside, I walked past.
What country?
Oh God. Malta. I was there. I was there.
Oh, Malta.
Yeah.
Oh, you were there?
I walked past the KSI with them guys. I walked past them holding hands with the missus. I said, yeah, I know them boys. Yo. And they aired me. That was romantic for me.
Yeah, are you
why didn't you go in?
I was gonna, but Podolski doesn't like she doesn't like what's the word? Attention.
So I've never met Podolski.
Huh? You will never meet Podolski.
Has anyone met Podolski?
Poet. She tried to hide from Poet in we saw Poet in the shop. She tried to hide. She can't stand Poet.
Why is it so important for you to...
She's Poet's biggest hater. And I agree with her.
Ah, she can't stand Poet. So does Podolski know us?
Of course. She likes you, look.
Yeah?
Yeah, she
Podolski,
likes
you. I've been trying to tell respect to Pat.
She likes your hair. And I don't like the way she said that. Why do you like it? Say why? I'm here now. Why
just
do you like
nice.
It?
It is nice texture, man.
Oh, is that fine?
Yeah. No, it's not fine, but I think it's a great texture.
You see?
It's, yeah.
Podolski's not nice.
Oh, you done it the right way.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
If you went like that, I would have tears.
So, like, in terms of, like, no more spontaneity, like, there's no, like, role plays or you massage each other or, like, is there anything that like, you guys do to spice it up?
Yeah, so I've never gone down on her. I'll be honest with you.
What? You don't eat ton?
No.
She's Jamaican, she understands.
Yeah, but it's 2024 now.
No, I'll be honest.
I bet just I'll put pressure on her.
It's
nice, you know.
Nah, man.
I was like that.
I think for you is the thing where, bro, you're already at this age now. You've never done it, so it's
No. Disagree. I'm telling you, you see where you love her. If you do it and you see that she loves it, it will make you like it more. Because I had this attitude as well until I got in a relationship, liked the John, done it. I liked all that reaction, so I enjoyed it.
Do you know what it is? It's like, remember back in the day when you put your hands in stinging nettles in the bush to get the ball?
Yeah.
And then you get stung. You never put your hand in the bush again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me.
It happened to you once before and you got stung.
You've done it.
No. My hand first.
Yeah, but you haven't put your face in to know if you
but
like...
But the hand already showed me.
He's basically trying to say it was prickly.
Yeah.
You're not getting it.
Yeah, and then also, when did the hand, and I put the hand up, it was like someone was cooking. Just...
What were they cooking?
You know when you have corned beef, onions, and then so much vegetable at the same time, and you have to cook with a mask on? That's what it was.
This is before Podolski.
Huh?
Before Podolski.
What do you mean? No, this is Podolski.
Right.
We're not laughing at you, Podolski, if you're watching this. We're laughing at...
Yeah,
Podolski knows. Yeah. I've said to her, I'm going to get an oud for down there.
Yeah. Would you? Okay. Would you let her call you another name? What did she call you? Ferdinand.
They call me Freddie at home.
Freddie.
They call me Freddie. Yeah.
Okay. Why?
His name's Ferdinand.
My name's Ferdinand, but yeah, for some reason, everyone just starts calling me Freddie.
Isn't that name? What, you thought it was government respecting his artist?
No, I thought it was like more African.
Yeah, Ferdinand, man.
Ferdinand's a surname, no?
Yeah, again, my dad and mum's...
Just didn't care, innit?
Something was wrong.
What's your full name?
Ferdinand Charles Yume.
Huh?
Ferdinand Charles Yume.
Ferdinand Charles Yume?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's what you
told I don't look it. But listen, people come up to me and go, what's your name? Ferdinand. Be honest. What do you mean to say, Toby?
Yeah, to be fair, it's not as bad as PK's, though.
PK's is worse.
What's PK's?
Percy.
Horrible name.
No, we know Percy as well.
Yeah. Percy Ascot.
Yeah,
horrible name.
Percy Shabango, though.
You think?
Horrible name. How are you 29, 28 called Percy? you should be 74 with Percy. Like, think about how is someone called Margaret?
Do you know how crazy that is?
His name's Percy, bro.
Percy,
you know, Peggy, Margaret, you know these kind of names, yeah?
Yeah, Peggy.
Like, you should be 74. You shouldn't be at the age of 20.
No, but the
no, a baby called Gary is mental.
My name's Amin. Great name. Don't try to laugh.
Is that his name?
What
name?
Yeah.
Amin.
Amin. It means...
But it's spelled Amin. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Amin.
Amin, yeah.
Okay,
you can't
Amin. What's the time?
Amin. At the end of all the prayers?
Amin. No, you know what? Yamin's left. Yamin Shimal. Yamin means left.
Not Yamin.
Oh, yeah.
Amin.
Amin.
Yeah, A-M-I-N.
Like Yamin. Like an American. Like Yamin, man.
Yamin.
Yeah, Yamin. Yeah. That's your name. Yeah.
Or I mean.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But I mean.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
a great guy.
It is a great game, I can't lie to you.
Fair.
Okay, what about this one? Percy Muzambeke.
Muzambeke is a cold surname.
But he don't
that's
go
a,
with...
And it's Muzambeke!
That's a country.
That's how you got a deep weather, it's a good
that's
name.
A country.
Give it a scream like someone done a 40-yarder.
And he's on the ball. Muzambeke!
Wow.
No, Muzambeke.
Muzambeke.
Mozambique.
No, it's not the same. Muzambeke.
Isn't name Percy Muzambeke?
Well, your name's a cold football name. I mean, Mohammed takes the ball down the right. He cuts it, shoots on his left, and it's Mohammed! Yeah. Cold.
See?
What's your name?
No, I've got the best.
Andres what? Felipe Valencia Barrientos.
My surname's Valencia. Do you know how mad that surname is? Still. Can't even chat to me. I'm number
name?
7 with Vapors on the wing.
Felipe Valencia?
Yeah.
He can't chat to you.
You're a centre half.
Mohammed.
And me, Mohammed.
I'm the game.
I get, nah, you're centre back. I get centre back vibes. Nah. Him, Ferdinand. What's it? What's your last name?
Daniel
Charles Yume.
Charles Yume. He's our striker.
Charles Yume,
he's a bagsman.
But he has to be 6'4", and then when you see him, he's not.
Do you think you're better than me at football, by the way? Do you think you're better than me at football? Do you think you're better than me at football?
Bro.
Do you think that?
Bro.
You know, I've seen a video with Pochettino.
Yeah, do you think I can play?
Oh, no. It's bad me, though. Because that one clip he got, the whole video, football-wise, entertainment-wise, brilliant. Football-wise, shocker, you got one good clip. You're like him.
So you don't think
chill,
I'm...
Like
no.
Respect
you,
my
no, bro.
Appreciate it.
Chunks, bro, you're moving like I don't play ball with you. I'm not saying you're dead. Just listen
you're
to
like him. Don't...
No, okay, maybe comparing you to Specs is wrong.
What? He's better.
Chunks better than you.
What?
But I'm just saying, Chunks is sometimes
what
a highlight.
What's going
man.
On here?
Like, tell me if I'm wrong. You'll play seven. Look, why is he? I can't.
So
you
saying, go on, so
you've never
you'll play 70 life. Minutes, but in those 70, you've done four things that are good, but they're
shall
key
tell,
things.
Tell you what that is? I'm a striker.
Chunks, that's not good enough.
Strikers don't get onto the ball much.
So you agree?
I'm
you see
I'm
me, yeah? 70 minutes.
Yeah, but you're a left winger.
I watched you.
And he started blowing out your arse as well.
But he played the other day. I watched you over the side. The other day, I watched it. I even wore it. I watched you. Came on.
What do you think?
With a...
Shall I tell you what? You say you're the best footballer at Filthy.
But let me tell you. I am.
PK's better than
you. Got Steve-O, you got PK.
Steve-O? Have you seen Steve-O kick ball?
Is he better than him?
Steve-O's mid.
Thank you.
Steve-O makes it.
I think the only man at Filthy that can kick ball...
Savage Dan?
Is me?
I don't know why. He looks like a baller.
He
you
plays
know?
Sundays.
He can't turn.
There's something about Dan.
He can't turn.
He's
a boxer.
Like, the light skin youths are good at everything, man. I see him spitting on SBTV the other
day.
What? He's hard, fam.
Yeah. Nah, come on, bro. He's got the best laugh in the game.
Well, I've been.
Lippy's already... just fast though, but is he good technically?
Well, rubbish.
Yeah, he's
rubbish. He plays like he doesn't like the game.
What's Tigo like?
I love it, man.
Jules has got to be good.
I saw that clip of him hitting that penalty wide when he had hair.
Tigo.
Horror.
Tigo's trying to say that his mum's got a Nigerian accent.
When he said he had that Nigerian
accent. Yeah, he's a liar.
Hey, what, did you not see that thing the other day? There was that white girl that she said she woke up and she speaks with a Newcastle accent now.
Yeah, I've seen one with Chinese as well.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, I've seen the Chinese one.
So why, you know, Specs? Yeah.
What accents can you do, Specs?
Oh, I'm not good at it. I'm very bad. I can't. When I heard Harry Pinero do his African accent,
you took it over. I can't do it. Harry Pinero is the guy.
I can't do it. I remember,
you know, Harry.
We ain't got accent. We ain't really got. We don't have accents, man. I don't feel like an accent's there.
How do you mean?
I don't feel like, you know, like West Africans, they do this like bassy.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they have something you can refer to.
We ain't got that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That's why I've never been an accent man. I tried to do like a Manny accent. I can't do it. I'm gonna go to shop, buy some sweaters. Can't do it.
Yeah, you stay there then.
Yeah.
Was that Manny?
No, that brother.
That sounds like you got a cold. You need power.
See you. All right, cool. You know what? We're gonna do a Start Bench Traders with you, man, before we wrap up.
What's that?
Start Bench Traders. You tell me your favorite, and you tell me start your favorite. Bench is something that you like.
Oh, football.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be
random stuff. Random stuff.
Cool. So start.
We're not a football podcast.
Arsenal players, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
Podolski,
are.
Podolski, Ozil, Santi Cazorla.
Start Podolski.
Yeah.
No. This is, please, bro. Just
Cazorla, innit? I know, but bro,
for me over Ozil, you know, you can't tell what foot he is.
Ozil,
but it's not about me. Go on.
Ozil at Real Madrid, best number 10.
I know, but it's not about me. Go on. Sorry.
So I'm with you because I was gonna say Cazorla for me. Technically, that's one of the best things I've ever seen. Technically. But Podolski's.
Fair enough, bro. You like who you
that's,
like.
That's my life.
I said I like watching Neymar more than Messi. So
start Podolski bench. Santi.
Bench Santi.
Sell Ozil. 100%.
He looks like he wears glasses.
Nah.
What would you have done? Go on, because you shook
me
your
personally.
Head. You're, as an Arsenal fan, I feel like I have to ask you.
Are we talking about at Arsenal?
Yeah. At Arsenal. Yeah.
Start Santi. Bench Ozil. Sell Podolski.
Yeah.
Sky Sports presenters. Neville, Kara, Specs or Richards. So we're going to do, for this one, because there's four, start, bench, trade, dash.
I'll start.
No, under 21s.
Yes.
So start Gary Neville, because he believed I was a Burnley fan. Like, proper Burnley.
Yeah, I remember.
He's so nice. Yeah. I saw him on a train the other day with Harry and he let me borrow his charger. Nice, man.
I'd say bench Micah Richards. Sell Carragher because he beat me in a race. And that's embarrassing.
And then you're under 21s.
What do you mean?
Because you're part of the list.
Oh, am I there?
Yeah.
I'll be under 21s.
I like that.
Wait, I'm 42.
Good attitude.
Yeah, I saw Carragher. Where you at? What's that about?
I was shocked. I was shocked.
Where you at sounds crazy.
No, run faster than me. No, man. You know, I'm tired.
You can't talk. It's 24. You can't talk.
Yeah.
He'll beat you though in a race.
He's not beating me.
He'll beat Philly as well.
What?
He's not beating Philly, he's beating me. I'm taking a
piss. I mean, sorry. He'll win against
you. No, I didn't even mean that. I'm playing. I'm only do that for a laugh.
Okay,
I'm not that fast though. Lippy's fast. I see Lippy running.
That's what he's got. Football cast, yeah?
Start bench trade.
Be honest though.
We want to be real.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes it's so easy to be biased.
Yeah.
SDS.
Yeah.
Pitch side.
Yeah.
Filthy Feathers.
Pitch side is the one where the brother was bashing.
Don't spit that back out, Chunks. Don't spit that water back out.
Tom Garrett was named, yeah?
Yeah, so I only found this out.
I loved that video.
You loved me.
I loved it.
I only found it, what's...
You loved the video.
What was the video? Yeah.
The video was just... I couldn't work out if his bedroom was doing him or he was doing his bedroom.
He was doing his bedroom.
He was doing his bedroom.
I only found this out in the morning. The man were telling me. Bit of a nuts one.
I loved it because he owned it. That's one thing.
I loved it. So you loved
it because he owned it. But
did you love the video or did you love that he owned it?
Do you know what it is? My only thing I'll say about the video is I've got my own hands. And when I use my left hand, it feels like somebody else is doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And if anything, I use my left, use your left, and we stand there. That's my thing.
What do you mean?
So we do it. We do ourselves together. I've done this already, but not what Tom Garrett done. But what I done, me and my boy, we did it in the same room, but we coned each other off. So I put cones around me, put cones around him. We're not allowed out of our boundary.
And that doesn't make it weird. Obviously,
what do you mean? We're coned off?
Yeah, because there's cones.
There's cones, right? Bro.
Or is that weird?
If you step out of the cones, game's off.
Is that weird or is that... That's fair, isn't it?
Different strokes for different blokes, isn't it? Whatever works for you, man.
Yeah. So, I'm going to write these for you, yeah?
So, SDS, pitch side, filthy feather. You know what, man? I want to get out of it.
No, wait. I want to hear this podcast. I've never seen Pitside though, so I can't answer this one.
So I'm gonna say, because of that video yesterday, I'm gonna start Pitside. Yeah, it's a quick change.
Yeah.
Bench SDS.
Yeah.
So filthy. I'm fed up of filthy. Well, I'm dying to leave. So yeah, forget them.
It's so sick though, isn't
it? Dying to leave.
He's capping, bro. Yeah, but it's so sick that you can, you lot have filthy, innit? Because you get, it's a reason to see your brethrens often. Like that's what me and Chunks were saying with this.
Who is he? He's on SDS. I grew up with him, with the same ends. I'm his OG.
Who is he? Who at Islington?
Yeah, I used to send him a shop.
Is it? Yeah.
I used to send him shops, isn't it?
I love Fuyazi, you know. Yeah.
So why haven't he jumped on SDS yet?
Oh, I'm waiting for Saki to call me back. He called me, he asked me once, and then there was a bit of technical difficulties. Now he's come, now I need that ask, so I'm going to go back there.
Yeah, you'd be great on there.
Yeah,
you'd
be great.
Harry's going on there today.
Is it?
Is there one more section? I like his answers.
Yes. So, quickly, we did naming a city in London and calling our own place. So Philly said Bundeville, which we're very rival.
Oh, I love it.
Did it, yeah?
What does that mean? Everyone does that mean that everyone Bunda's got to be in there?
Yeah, yeah. Just Bunda's in there. I know. And
he hates Bunda.
So what do you like? What you breast disease, man?
I just like, I like flat bums. I like Toshiba. I like mummies that have cats. That's my thing, you know, like, just.
No, but I don't blame you though, cause you're a little man. Not like you're a grown man, but you're like, your body's, you got the body of a boy, innit?
Yeah, so.
So you can't really like handle like weight.
But my pipe's still bigger than yours though. I can handle it. My pipe's definitely bigger than yours. I look sick, 100%.
You reckon?
Yeah,
100%. I think I'm surprised. Like, anyway, it's a bit weird talking about the size of man's pipes, but.
Yeah, but I'm very blessed.
Yeah,
you
no,
reckon, like. You reckon, who do you think's got a bigger pipe out of me than him?
Definitely that, him. Why are we talking about the definitely. Size? Sorry. What is sorry. Going sorry, on?
No, sorry. No, he doesn't. He talks about pipes.
Sorry, man. Sorry, Philly. Yeah,
he talks about pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Philly. Like, I won't talk about pipes if you know rules, but...
Just know my thing is mental, though.
Nah, I can see. I can see, I know. I can see. And you definitely never.
Yeah.
Never. Never. I don't know one in your country that is blessed like that.
Marley's.
Never, they're not, never. Never.
How do you
know? I know. You're my neighbor, man, I know.
So no, that means me and him done
so you're my neighbor.
Me and him done a video once. He said you're 6.5.
It's humble.
What? You're 6.5?
Scare him up.
How do you... Nah, never. Never, bro. Never.
So, okay, cool.
I can get you thing, man.
What?
PEC, if you want.
What's that?
PC.
Pipe enlargement cream.
That's the thing. If you want, bro, we
can shut the hell up. I don't need that.
I'll get that for you for your birthday.
When's his birthday?
21st.
Deal. We'll go halves.
No, we're not. You don't even want to pay for your ticket for Miami.
That's way.
You're complaining
expensive.
About the 2.5 coffee.
These cream's like £4. We got this, man.
I'm okay, bro. I don't need that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, man.
Why don't you need that?
My pipe's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good pipe.
So anyway,
what would you name a city in London? So he calls it Bundaville.
Yeah.
Toshiba Land?
Yeah, man. Definitely Toshiba Land.
What would you name yours?
Me, family place. I just get all my family and people that I love in one place.
Yeah.
There'll be only be like 46 of us because I can't lie, I don't like much people.
So how about, could I be there?
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
You have dual nationality, so you can be in Bundaville and family land.
What about me?
Me, yeah, you're allowed family land.
So you can't be in Toshiba then?
No, I can.
No, you can't. Oh, you can. And you can't come Bundaville.
I can't come Bundaville now.
You can't Bundaville.
I don't want to get in trouble there.
Yeah. Lose your mind there.
Yeah, you lose your mind there.
Yeah.
So Jordy can't come to Sheba. He has to go to your country.
Who's Jordy?
What Jordy?
Jordy's got a big back on from Filthy.
And PK.
I'll call him
back. PK's got a big back as well.
Okay, Filthy fellas. You reckon he got the biggest pipe in Filthy?
100%.
So you just think he's the best player? He thinks he's got the biggest pipe.
We're just going to
talk about pipe. I know. We'll talk about pipe. But just remember, if you're a shakeaholic like me, you're always going to be pulling. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's why. Do you see what I'm saying?
All that pulling makes
it.
You shoulder shake?
Yeah.
Yes!
I shake.
Oh my God!
I shake.
I can't wait to speak to Philly.
I'll be honest. I had a shake last night. Yeah.
He does it as well. He does it underwater.
No, that is a shit nut. I'd rather not nut.
I can't wait till you go on this podcast and tell about the story where you got your mum caught you.
What? You that means you know it's cool.
And you know like
risking it for
and you know when you're so close to nothing. Like I was at that point when she walked in.
You didn't check your mirrors.
Yeah. Didn't check no mirrors.
Yeah.
Didn't check the shoulders.
Really, I can't wait for this, man.
With that being said, brother, I just want to say thank you for coming on the podcast.
That boy's honestly thank you. This means a lot, man.
No, it's for real, man. Keep on smashing it, brother. Don't take your foot off the gas. Whatever you're doing is working.
Thank you, brother. You boys are honestly like obviously you lot of, you know, I remember when you met me at an award show. You was hosting an award show. I got best DJ. This was, we're talking 2014, 2015.
In Canary Wharf?
Yes. And you came up to me. Remember what you said to me?
No.
What?
No, I don't. But tell me.
You just come up to me. He's like, bro, I had like two videos out. Wallah, two videos. Yeah, come up to me and said, oh, bro, you have got something unique, different. Please, please keep dropping videos. So he said to me.
Nice guy, man. Like, I am in it, Chunks. I said something to T as well.
I kept that. Chunks, you
how
said
did
this
you team me? This is good. This is good.
When did Chunks, when did I first meet Chunks?
When did you start doing content?
2015.
Oh, so probably that Filthy event where you guys were on the stage and Steve was dancing. And then that Somali guy that always used to come to all the Slash shows were there.
That wasn't the first time I met you, bro.
Is it not?
Nah, no way. What, when Miles pulled you out on stage?
Not that one.
Oh.
That was just before Miles was even on Filthy. Bro, come on, man. We've been there before Miles, man. I don't know. I don't remember. I actually don't remember. I think it was that one, but I don't remember.
But I remember you gave me a hug.
Yeah.
And I remember like, when you gave me a hug, I put my hand.
And his armpits. Yeah. All right, then. Thank you for watching.
Could have killed a pigeon, bro.
Yeah.
I was much bigger.
Audio listeners, I really, really recommend you come over and watch the video. But yeah, we appreciate you lot for watching. God bless you. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe. Audio listeners, seriously, please come over to YouTube. At least if it's for 10 seconds, just to subscribe. We're trying to get to 500,000.
Yeah. I think we'll probably be there by the time this episode comes out. So thank you so much for 500,000 subscribers.
No, be humble because we might not get there.
We'll get there.
You're getting there, man.
Boy, we're like 10
back. Speaking to his existence.
We're like 10,000 off.
I think so, yeah. So thank you so much for 500,000, guys. You know what the next goal is? It's that big 1 million.
Woo! And just before we go, everyone stay, your size, 8.5?
6.5.
About 4.5, 5?
Yeah.
Your cap. Pipe.
Oh, is this pipe?
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, cap.
Take care, guys.
Anyway, look, take care. No, 8.5. I won't even like that.